Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I got an ugly nigga with a big ego. To pop more tops than Pringo. On a high ride around in a Rigo. But he really that nigga on the D-Lounge. When we missionaries speak our own lingo. Blow tree faster than the tree grows. When we hit the club, nigga, we single. Pulling bad bitches for him, go tingo. Ho, got a problem with us blessing than a dressing. Getting messy like C with my bestie on her side. Party, party, party mouth. Dancing on this party couch. It's a party in her style. Party girls, yeah, we out. Oh, I'm a party girl. In the party world. Oh, come up in my session. Might see girl on girl. Oh, I'm a party girl. In the party world, oh, I'm a party girl. In the party world, I be living fast, a million Maserati. When I hit that beezy, why me come up out of my body? Ain't living for the cash. Tell me what you're living for. I keep them hating mad. They can't touch me, I'm invisible. I'm wild like a western. Salmon on pebbles. Stay on the run, cause bitch, I'm a rebel. My reefer too cloudy. They never on my level. They drinking some muddy. Mama say I'm a druggie. I'm a party girl. In the party world. Oh, come up in my section. Might see girl on girl. Oh, I'm a party girl. In the party world, oh, I'm a party girl. In the party world, up in here twisting an angel, laying in the manger. The only way that I can turn on my anger. When they come approaching the stranger, I hate with them beggars, we twisting the fingers and grabbing them bangs. Bang, 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 bang. Got a side nigga and a main. Bang, bang. Up on the shit like knee high. The stuff is contagious like pink eye. We jiggin', we jiggin'. Yo, nigga, I'm pulling. And I don't even want them. I be on my bully. Scoopin' it, scoopin' it, stickin' it, giggin' it, smooshin' it, scoopin' y'all, nigga. I'm a party girl. In the party world. Oh, come up in my session. My tea girl on girl. Oh, I'm a party girl. In the party world. Oh, I'm a party girl. In the party world.
Come here.
Oh, I like it. Oh, I like it. Oh, he like it. Oh, he like it. Yeah.
Gold all on my wrist. No Trinidad. Got a couple foreign chicks with me. Be off the wall with it. MJ bag. Been the G. I be tripping juice with J with the sugar thong pussy. Fuck your couch, Tyler Murphy, if you're looking. You try to sleep over some part of the pussy. Try to low. Said you gotta be the man with the pussy like. Baby mama won't like this. Like, I be shining on the pussy on the day, bitch. BBC in the club. Yeah, we turn up. Turn up. Turn up. Turn up. Turn up like a light switch. Turn up. We turn up. So amazing. We blowing this gun like hazing. Aroma all on me like fragrance. On my body, I'm still like a fashion.
I'm a party girl in the party world. Oh, come up in my session. Might see girl on girl. Oh, I'm a party girl in the party world. Oh, I'm a party girl in the party world.
Party girl, and you know it.
Know it.
Ain't afraid to get to it.
Yeah.
Party girl, and she know it.
She know it.
Always under influence. Chameleon, Maserati. Party girls.
Yeah.
You sound like you're sleepy.
Well, just a little bit.
Don't get the show started for 40 minutes and everybody's going crazy. I'm good.
Awesome. Glad to hear it. I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah, I'm pissed off like a mug, though. I can't believe that. Because it happens every time. Like, my computer crashes every single time when it's time for me to get started on my show. It runs fine. I'm logging, doing things, working. Come to get started for my show, my computer's just like,
Say, no, you won't. Not today.
Not today. It ain't happening.
We're going to do it 40 minutes late. We ain't going to do it right now, though.
Yeah. We'll make it look crazy first. Right. So anyway, you're finally listening to the Launchpad Radio Show here on the Dollhouse Radio, Network.
Woo-hoo.
I am Ian Burke, and joining us tonight for her test run, because y'all know how I am. I always got to give them a test. Everybody say that they can hang
with me. Yeah,
they always say that they can hang with me, but they can't. They can't. They were getting frustrated and like, I can't work with him no more. he ain't about nothing. He ain't about shit.
Well,
Shay is joining
us.
What's that?
I've seen some of the people you got launched. I don't know about that.
Well, you know, hey, you know, they don't take that into consideration. They really don't, you know. It's like,
I don't see how they can, but okay.
That's the allure. That gets them in the door, and then they realize that I'm really an asshole. So it's like, oh, my God, I don't want to work with him. He's the worst.
So I'm going to be fussing in a couple of weeks. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. You ain't going to last.
Okay.
So I'm going to let you take your bow now.
Okay, let me bow. All right, let me bow. Okay,
yeah,
left to the right.
Get your bow going on. And but you see, I'm implementing one of your joints right now, right? You hear that? I know you hear that.
I do hear it. I'm flowing.
Yeah.
My dimple showing.
Uh huh. You know, so you don't get to take that back when you leave. I'm just letting you know. You know, I'm still going to be using my music beds now, you know what
no
I'm saying?
Problem.
Give my talk a little life to it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the hot stuff right there.
Well, anyway, introduce yourselves to my listening audience of one.
I'm going to introduce myself to myself, okay.
Oh, no, I do have one listener on, so I'm happy about that. I'm, you know.
Okay, hi, listener. Hi. My name is Shay. My friends call me Shea Butter. So that's what I'm going to go by. I'm going to go by Shea Butter. How about that? I've been trying to get hooked up with Ian for the longest, and now we're going to get this thing popping. See what we can do. I'm loving this track. Ow.
That's because I'm, you know, it's a special thing.
Yeah, it is.
You know.
Yes,
so anyway, we're once again we're back live recording from broadcasting live from the infamous Icon Studios in Atlanta,
yes,
Georgia,
sir.
Midtown Atlanta, Georgia, and Shay is joining us via satellite and 5D. You know what I'm saying? So and we're back. I told y'all last week we're gonna begin to turn it up. We're not quite there yet. But we're going to get there shortly. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get there. We're going to make it happen. It's going to be a beautiful thing. And we're going to take it to the next level. That's my goal this year, 2015, is to bring back the glory days of Launchpad Radio. You know what I'm saying? Promoting and introducing the world to new and aspiring artists. But you know what I'm not going to do?
What's that?
The day is over with me supporting acts that don't support the show. Now you have to support the show.
Yeah,
so when you send in your
music,
because we play a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? And I want to start playing people who appreciate being played. I don't care who's listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
I want you guys to support the show. So when you all start sending in music from now on, okay, you have to send in the MP3 track. You have to send in promotional pictures so we can promote. And you also have to include a drop. You know,
awesome.
A drop saying, you know, we're listening to the Launchpad Radio show here on the Dollhouse Radio Network. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want.
Just that quick. Just that quick. Okay.
Just that quick.
Can they do a lot? Can they do like a... Go ahead.
As long as it's dope, I don't care.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? As long as it's dope, I don't care.
Well, then that's like a platform for them to be heard like every week, because if they do like an intro to your show, you can play that every week. If I was one of them independent artists, then I would jump on that.
So, you know, we're going to start promoting that. We're going to start promoting that. We're putting it out there, you know, and we're going to get busy with this thing. I'm super excited. You know,
that's hot, yeah.
I am playing some new music today. You know,
awesome.
I have a couple of joints that I want to play today. And
who we got on deck?
I don't know. I'm not gonna play a new record yet.
You're going to keep them waiting, keep them peeing.
I'm going to keep them waiting, yeah.
Right. I got you.
I'm going to keep them waiting just for a little while. You know, but yeah, so that's what's going on. So I'm multitasking here while we're listening to this slow groove here. While you're getting in the mood. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, tell the audience, you know what I'm saying, what tell them a little bit about yourself there, Miss Lady.
Wow.
Hold on a second. You know what? Wait. My man is on the phone. This is my one loyal listener. I'm gonna put him on so you can talk to him and introduce yourself to him, because he's the main litmus test. You know, if you don't pass the Joe Tanner test, then you being on the air, you know, could be in jeopardy. You know. So.
Gotcha. So is Joe gonna interview me?
We'll see. Let's see. He's on right now. 352-205. You're on the air.
What's up, Ian?
What's up, Joe?
For the show.
Oh, no doubt.
Sorry you weren't feeling well last Thursday. But it's good to hear you feeling well now. Hope you have
I am back, baby. Don't I sound better?
Luther King Day Monday.
You what now?
Said, I hope you had a good Martin Luther King Day yesterday.
I did. I did. I had
say
to...
that because I was watching one of some films about him, including the one from History Channel. Shout out to your new co-listener.
My new co-host, don't let her off that easy. Give her the new person questions. Make sure you acclimate her, because, see, I just told her if she don't pass your test, then she may not be
nice,
able to be my co-host.
Be
you
nice, know, and, Joe. Be nice. I got dumplings.
I'm trying. I'm trying.
Okay. So what do you want to know? I'm an open book. You ask the questions, I give the answers.
You the first time co-host, substitute? I'm just asking.
Well, it depends on whether I pass your test or whether I'm gonna be a permanent co-host or whether I'm just gonna be filling in. So it all depends on you, Jeff.
If you're only filling in, there's no problem with that. Yes.
She's trying to be permanent, Joe. She's trying to be permanent. Don't you letting her off the hook, man. She's trying to be permanent up in this piece.
I'm trying to be a gentleman about it.
See, he's so sweet. He loves me already. See?
No, he don't. He's just trying to be nice.
Come on. Don't be like that, Ian. Come on.
I'm just saying. I got to make sure that she's going to do
what we need done. She's going to pass. I love her already, along with India and the two girls from Friday Night Show, as well as the other lovely ladies.
See, group hug. Group hug. See, I'm done. See how quick that was, Ian?
Yeah, you know. Joe's being a softie tonight. I won't let you know what I'm saying. I'm gonna let him go ahead and I'm gonna let him be a softie, big old softie Joe. He's supposed to put it through the ringer for me, man. But it's all good though. You know I got nothing but love for you.
See.
So. But anyway.
Forgive me for asking you this, Ian. This is kind of a Martin Luther King thing I wanted to ask you. Anyone that might be listening out there, I was watching the documentary from History Channel about the civil rights leader who at the end was shot, assassinated by James Earl Ray, and yet guy hosting it, Tom Rocha, was asking whether his son, whether or not his mother knew if James Earl Ray was the actual assassin, but others think he didn't act alone, and I wanted to try and get you and your co-host's thoughts on it, on whether or not it was just James Earl Ray that assassinated him.
We don't want to talk about the negativity. We're supposed to be remembering
I wasn't trying.
Oh, don't make me cry.
I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just trying to figure out whether James Ray acted alone or was part of a conspiracy, because there have been many people attacking him, from the Ku Klux Klan to that bastard head of the FBI spying on him, trying to think of his name,
J. Edgar
J.
Hoover.
Edgar Hoover.
Right. Well, I think it was the same type of situation that got John F. Kennedy shot. I don't believe that these people act alone. I believe that there is definitely some sort of situation flowing in, going on. And, you know, I'm going to answer this question simply because you're right. A couple of days ago was Dr. Martin Luther King's. We celebrated his birthday on the 19th of this year. So I'm going to answer that question. Yeah, I do believe that I don't believe that he acted alone, nor do I feel like the man who shot JFK acted alone either. You know, there's always some sort of conspiracy. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you ask a million different people, you'll get a million different answers. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing that we can do right now, but, you know, nah.
Yeah, I know.
To answer your question on
that. I wouldn't wish that on anyone. But
right.
I'm not a bit surprised if it was a conspiracy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's the way I feel, you know. And I don't think I'm wrong, but. Hey, you never, ever know.
Mm-hmm.
But what did you do on your Martin Luther King Day? What did you do on your day off, Joe?
Basically watched a documentary about him while flipping at the a-holes in the white sheets and the hooded mask.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go
to a-hole? I'm talking about flipping. You know which a-holes I'm talking about.
No, we know. We got you. Well, look, man, as always, thank you for calling in and introducing yourself to my new potential co-host here, Miss Shea Butter.
She'll do good. She'll do good.
Well, I was just about to say, because she got your blessing, she's in a real good spot now. So, you know, we'll see how it goes, though. She might flip on us, Joe. So, we'll see how it goes.
She will. And she can always give a shout out to me on my Twitter page.
Okay. Which is
Twitter handle? Joe Tanner? What is it, Joe?
Well, I have three different versions, but the best one is JOETNNR.
Joe Tanner. We got you, buddy. All right, we're about to play some more music.
Follow
for
with
you.
The 393. I forgot the numbers.
Oh, my bad.
Three after it. There's a
Joe Tanner 393.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
All right, good deal. All right, so, Joe, we're about to get into some more music, buddy. Stay tuned.
One more
I know
thing
gonna...
I would like to make requests. Please.
Okay, go ahead, Benny.
I'd like to request one of my favorite ladies, India's songs, Art of Seduction.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of like my favorite, too. All right, so I'm going to get that on right away for you. I got one record I'm going to play before that. And just for you, homie, we're going to play Art of Seduction for you, okay, for being my loyal listener. All right, Joe. So hold on for me, brother. And stay tuned. We're going to get to some more. we're going to get to some more music here on the Launchpad Radio Show. I'm going to play this late young lady in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Day. This is one of my favorite young ladies from Arrested Development. She was 13 years old when I put her in Arrested Development, and she has grown to be an amazing person, an amazing artist. Her name is Moultrie Ishii, two-time Grammy Award winner. And she has on this track, I can say she did a track and a video, Shay, with Omari Hardwick, you know, the new dude from Power,
yeah,
you know, making big moves on, Cinemax, I think. So we're going to play this record. This is You Make Me Wanna by Moultrie Ishii featuring, this thing is... My computer, boy. I'm ready to throw it out the window. I'm so ready to get rid of this daggone thing because it just took me away from my song.
Well.
You know, yeah. See, this is what makes me seem so very unprofessional, unprepared. But I'm gonna make it happen. I'm gonna make it happen. I'm gonna make it happen.
Here's to the man. That's right.
I am gonna make it. I'm gonna make it happen. All right. Here's Moultrie Ishii featuring Omari Hardwick. You Make Me Wanna on Launchpad Radio, Dollhouse Radio.
Woo-woo.
Yeah. And run your fingers down my spine.
You make me want to do that.
I like it.
There it is.
Uh-huh, I like it too.
You like it, huh? You like,
I do. Ow.
I was trying to play my man Joe Tanner's song. I'm still going to play it. But I don't know what India's listed in here. I used to see it all the time. I don't see her name in there. I wonder if she took the song off. Yeah, Joe, she might have taken the song off, buddy, because I don't see it. You know, let me search it. Hold on. I forgot I could do search things, but my computer's running so slow. You know what I'm saying?
It sounds like you're ready for a new computer, man.
You know what? And this is my Mac, and it for all intents and purposes, it's been kicking it for a good while. You know, there it is. Art of Seduction. Okay, there. I'm gonna be able to play this song for my guy after all. But yeah, it's I've got so much junk on this computer, and I'm running it on limited RAM space. I got to get a new RAM card. But you know, we're gonna make magic happen here soon. But yeah, that was my girl EC, featuring Amari Hardwick. And before that, I didn't talk about the first song that I played. That was Party Girl by my girl Chameleon, featuring Miss Chi. You know, she's doing big things as a songwriter here in Atlanta, but she's also an artist. Yeah, so that's what's going on. But we're going to pull it together. See, that's why I wanted to get on the show with you, Shay, and kind of see how things move and stuff like that. And I'm coming into the show frustrated because my show didn't start till like 9:45, so I'm really frustrated about that. But we're going to get it together. We're going to get a jam, and I'm going to start using my new MacBook Air to do the show on, because I can't do it on my workhorse anymore, and I gotta take good care of her and get her all fixed up. But for now, let's get this record on for my boy. This
Joe
is
Tanner.
Joe Tanner. Joe Tanner. This is his boo, Miss Sexy India Morell. And also our boss, you know. Okay, so what? Oh, my God. My computer is totally freaking out on me, yo.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
my computer is straight. It's bugging out on me.
Oh, my
goodness.
We're going to have to get that air.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pull the air out. You know, I'm not now, definitely. Definitely not now. But I have put this thing in, and now it's gone, and now I got to do it all over again, and I'm like, really? Frustration is just setting in. I'm glad this is an abbreviated show, because I'd be ready to throw this computer out the window.
So what do? You save all your music and stuff on the computer?
I do. And I got to learn how to, like, dump. I got a bunch of stuff on here that I really don't even need. You know,
wow. So...
I got to learn how to get it all dumped.
Yeah, on
that's,
my
that's
external.
The problem. Huh?
I have my
I did. I dumped
external.
Off a lot of stuff on my external, but now I got to figure out how to get my ROM or RAM back up, because out of 250 gigs, I think I'm down to like 10.
Oh, my, yeah.
So that is a major part of my problem right now, and I totally get it. You know, so I got to get that taken care of. So when I do my show, I can stay focused on my show and not do all these side conversations and, you know, mess it up for our listening audience. But what we're going to do is we're going to unmess it up for my listening audience, and we're going to play The Art of Seduction for my man Joe Tanner. This is India Morell.
Joe Tanner.
The Art of Seduction featuring Stress Dollars on the Launchpad Radio Show.
Much better.
Like star, but I fuck up like a porn star. My stroke game got a shooting off. She hoping I don't use it all. She pulling on me like, come here. I'm pushing on her like, oh yeah. She classy, but she nasty. And you know what? I don't care. Her juice spitting, cause the way I'm hitting her pretty ass got a good grip. She don't miss a drop, she getting a drip. She make a thing pop, do a full split. No, no hands, she bounce on it. Got long dick, sit down on it. Now hold it there, let me pound on it. Hold it there, let me pound on it. You ain't new to this, be the uterus. I thug her out, no bougie shit. I dug her out, real movie flick. Two nuts and I make a split. Cause it's back to the money after milking the honey. Vampire life, I'm gone when it's sunny. Then I'm laid up, cause a nigga paid up. When a nigga raised up, she getting glazed up.
Selection, Joe. Yeah, Joe.
Good.
You're a freaky self. Joe's a super freak.
We know what Joe's doing.
Super freak.
Ow. We know what he over there doing.
Cut it out, Joe. Cut it out. No, that's his favorite record. That's his favorite friend, Miss Indea Morell. I'm going to play.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to get into one of our new records for tonight.
What you got on deck?
I got my man Rudy Currents on deck. Now, a lot of people know last year or the year before last, I played a lot of Rudy Currents. He's an up-and-coming independent artist here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Uber talented. I've known him since he was 16 years old. And
okay.
Just an amazing singer-songwriter. Grammy Award winning, by the way.
He won
a Grammy last year. Absolutely, on the Lecrae project. So he's out here doing the thing. But what I really like about this is a cover record that I'm about to play on Mr. Rudy.
Mm-hmm.
But what I like
okay.
about this record, this was actually a record that I did on my artist, Mr., way
mm-hmm.
back in 1995. Mr. was a four-man male group that I signed to Elektra Records
mm-hmm.
Back in the day, and their first single was a song called Blackberry Molasses. For those of you who don't
Ooh.
Know who Mr.
That's
is, that's your song?
That's,
well, you about to
yeah,
hear, like, Rudy is like Luther.
Okay.
He's like Luther. Like, when he does songs, like, nobody else wants to redo the songs. Matter of fact, tonight, just for you, Shay, I'm going to
yeah,
do a double tap. Just for you.
Oh,
because you have to understand what I'm talking about. I'm going to do a
okay.
double tap. I'm going to play Blackberry Molasses, right?
Yeah, you make
and then
it
I'm
going to.
Well, yeah, don't get used
special.
To it. Yeah. Don't get used to it. I'm
don't
telling you right now. Don't get comfortable. Don't you dare do it. I'm telling you.
Well, I wanna,
you're
I'm going to
just take
it for
me
the
out
moment.
The next day.
Okay,
okay yeah,
the,
just
right
just
now.
Live for the moment.
Okay.
Live for the moment. So, yeah, I'm going to play Blackberry Molasses, and then I'm going to do Adorn. You haven't lived
okay.
till you heard Rudy's version of Adorn, all right? So I'm going to play both records specifically
awesome.
For you. We'll do a double tap. You're very welcome.
Awesome.
And we're listening to it right here on Launchpad Radio. Launchpad
Radio.
Radio.
Yeah,
yo. Yeah,
you. Crazy.
Got a little bad news.
Actually, listen, Rudy Currens is performing live. tomorrow night at the oh my goodness, what's the name of that venue? Eddie's Attic. Eddie's Attic. And let me tell you, if you ever want to see a show, you want to see this guy perform live because he's incredible. He's awesome. Like I said, talented musician, singer, songwriter.
He's a cutie.
He's a good-looking guy. If you're into the tall, dark, and handsome type, tall, brown, and handsome type of guy, you know what I'm saying. With that natural hair, you know what I'm saying. That natural curly hair, you know what I'm saying. So if you're into that type of thing, you know then.
Yeah.
If you're into the short, fat guys, that's me. You know what I'm saying. That's me all over. That's me all day. You know what I'm saying. You know, but yeah, y'all make sure you check it out. Rudy Curran's playing live tomorrow night at Eddie's Attic. I believe the show starts at 8. I will be in the building, definitely checking my boy out, because he got it like that. And you know, every time I go to see Rudy, it's like a new day. It's a new thing for me. So I'm excited for him to be playing, performing, and to be able to go check him out. So that's my boy Rudy. So we are here once again. Let everybody know we're here at the infamous Icon Studios in Midtown Atlanta. But you never know who's going to stop by. We've got a superstar in the building tonight. Of course, I can't broadcast who he is, but he's doing some things undercover. It's great. I'm glad to have him in the building. This is a good friend of mine, and he's down there doing his thing. So. And regardless of that, like we got so many things coming up. You know, we're gonna turn this show inside out with the help of my good friend Shea Butter here. We're gonna see how long she can last, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna see if she can handle the heat. You know, unfortunately, my last co-host couldn't handle the heat. You know, she couldn't handle it. You know, she was a great co-host, but I was just too much of an asshole for her, so she couldn't. She had to break out. You know, she had to go cover other endeavors. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's all good. You know, we got a lot of love for her, you know. But now we're going to take the show up a notch, and I'm excited about that for sure.
Good.
I'm glad to hear that. What you got anything going on right now in the entertainment world? Anything you want to talk about?
Not right now.
Oh, somebody's not prepared.
I'm always prepared. Always prepared.
I couldn't tell because all I heard was a boop.
Because I'm not sure whether
you're looking it up now.
Really,
you are on your computer looking up something right now.
I'm actually not. I'm not sure if he really, you know, wants me to say what I'm doing. Just like you have an artist in the building, you can't say who it is. I'm not sure.
Well, he's not supposed to be doing that. Y'all need to wait till you get off the air before y'all start doing that kind of stuff, okay?
Gotcha.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying? He's a distraction. That's a distraction going on
here.
That's
not what I'm talking about. So you mean?
That's what it's cake. Audience, if my audience,
you
if y'all
supposed
think.
To be mad the second night.
He was what?
Not the first night. You're supposed to be mad the second night, not the first night. That's not what I'm doing.
Hey, you brought it up, so you give me an opportunity. You give me an opportunity. I'm walking through that door.
I see. But you're walking through the wrong door. I'm talking about the artist.
Uh-huh.
See how bad you are?
I'm just saying, you know, you're like, oh, I'm distracted. I got something going on here.
I didn't say I was distracted. You did. See?
No, so you're trying to switch it around? First of all, I'm sitting in my office by myself. No distractions. Nobody's
I'm
on here.
I'm sitting in my
you know.
Office by myself, too. I have a bird in the room with me, and she's asleep. So
well, what's the problem then? What's the problem?
There's no problem. I'm just not sure if the artist is ready for me to release what he's doing yet. So I didn't want to say.
What artist?
The artist that I'm working with. You asked me what I was up to, and I'm not sure if I can say that.
No,
yet.
Actually, I asked you if you had any entertainment news, not necessarily what you were
up
to.
Oh, you said entertainment news, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, entertainment news. That's not what I heard, though, but okay.
Yeah, you just used all that time to stall so you could look up something on the computer. But okay, we got you now. We got how you did that. That was a good play. That was a really good play.
I don't do that. See, my computer works. So it wouldn't have took me that long. See, mine is working.
Well, yours is okay, so what's the news?
See?
Quickly. See, there's the distraction.
Of course
we have, Go ahead.
Of course, we have Empire. I mean, we can stop the show right there.
Okay.
We can stop the show right there. Empire is the show to watch. If you haven't seen
boom,
it, make sure
boom,
you...
double boo.
You
that
don't
show
like
is
it.
Whack. I watched it for the first time last night, and I was like, you have got to be kidding me. Everybody, like,
no,
when I saw the commercials, I was like,
first.
But you know what? The acting was
first.
So bad last night. I was just like, really? For real? For real?
No.
What?
No. No. You
got to
watch
yes.
the first show. You can't just jump in the middle and just think.
Yes, I can.
It
I did that with the Sopranos, and I was hooked. I did that. And then
oh,
I went back
goodness.
And watched the other episodes, and I was hooked. Okay?
No,
I
I'm not speaking to you now. No, that's not fair. You're not giving them a chance.
I guess I did. I gave them 45 minutes last night. That was more than enough of a chance for them to.
Okay,
and
well,
you know what? See, this is the thing. No, I'm going to let you talk about your little show.
Go ahead.
Your little show.
Okay.
This is the thing, though. I was wanting the show to be hot. I really was. I wanted the show to be a success. Oh, man, we got a show on TV about the music industry again. It's got all these big names, Academy Award nominee actors and directors. And I'm just like, this is going to be the bizarre. Then I'm looking at the credits and the special guests. Naomi Campbell was on last night. Academy Award winner Cuban Gooding Jr. was on last night. And I still was like, oh, my God, this is like pulling my fingernails off.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
what is
I'm
going
sure
on
that's why
you?
Your bird is asleep. He probably thinks Empire's coming on, and he's like, let me go to sleep now, for she tortures
like
me and makes me watch this crap. Anyway, I'm going to let you go.
You feel like that.
I'm going to let you
talk
about your show.
I don't want to talk about it now.
Talk about your show.
No, you watered it down, and you make me feel all bad because I like the show.
You know what?
I
am in the minority, obviously. Because
why?
Everybody's tweeting about the show. Oh my God, it's a great show, and and that's what made me want to watch it. And then I'm like, you people are crazy. This is not good TV. This is nowhere near Scandal when Scandal first started. You know what I'm saying? Nowhere near Scandal, and I'm sure it's nowhere near Power. I wish I had Cinemax so I could watch Omari and Power. I heard that's really good.
Yeah, Power's hot. Yeah, that is hot.
All right, so I'm going to let you not. Don't let me take the wind out of your sails, sweetie.
Well, no,
you go ahead.
You already did. No,
you
I
go ahead. All right, well, what else is on your list then? Since the wind is out
Whitney?
Of your sails.
Did you like Whitney?
No, absolutely. You mean the Bobby Brown porn movie? You mean the Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston sex tape?
Oh, my God. Because
that's all that
no.
was interesting. It's like, I was like, well, I was really shocked. I'm like, TV has come a long way. Because they are going in. They are going in.
Okay. I don't believe
I was just like, I was mad because the first thing, they're like, why are they playing the whole Bobby Brown record? Did they need to kill some time or something? They played the whole damn record. This isn't
Angela
the Bobby
Bass
Brown movie.
She did a great job. What is going on with you this
Oh, next thing you're probably going to tell me is that you like the Aaliyah movie. Like, oh, that was my favorite movie of 2014, Aaliyah. I don't care that they didn't have permission to use her records. They were all great actors, especially the guy that played R. Kelly. And they had a skinny Missy Elliott and a buff Timberland. It was awesome. It was awesome.
I'm not talking to you anymore. We have no more entertainment news.
See, I'm just saying, you're gonna have to come. Boy, when it comes to TV, my constituents will tell you, when it comes to TV, that's where I'm at. Now, the TLC movie, although there were a whole lot of inaccuracies, that was a good movie. Very well acted, you know, especially Little Mama, who I was so mad.
Yeah.
It was.
I was impressed.
I was so mad that she got the role of Lisa Left Eye Lopez, who was once again was a very good friend of mine. I didn't
think
that she was going to be
role.
Able to. I don't know, not her. Not her. No, now hold on. This is before I saw the movie. When I saw the movie, I was moved to tears. She captured the spirit of Lisa so well.
Yes, she did. did.
And the only person that I was upset, I like Drew Sidora. I like what she did with the T-Boss character. The only person I really didn't like or wasn't feeling in the role was Kiki Palmer. And let me clarify, Kiki's a very beautiful woman. All right,
yes,
she is a very beautiful woman. She is just an ugly chili, okay? If that makes any sense. You know, that's just the way I feel. I think that she's a gorgeous woman. She's growing up, becoming a very beautiful woman, but she's just an ugly chili.
Yes.
Sorry. You know, that's just how I feel about it. You know, but, yeah, that's it. But, you know, are you a sports fan at all? Are you following the sports thing with the deflated balls from? I don't know what this is going to do for Super Bowl. Okay, I don't know what it's going to do for Super Bowl, but I'm curious to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, who do you think?
Well, I mean, are they even
going to
allow? Are they going to allow the? Do you know what's going on with the Patriots right now?
No, I don't. What's going on? Tell
they're saying, you're sitting up there going, yeah, I know. They're saying that the Patriots cheated and used deflated footballs. It's all over the news right now.
Right, and they're trying to take them out of it.
Are they? I don't know. Is that true?
They should, yeah, that's what I saw.
But you don't know. You're like, they're going to take them out of it.
I was saying that for the listeners, see?
Okay.
I'm gonna have to deck you up. Yeah, Atlanta, right? Icon Studio.
That's right, Midtown.
Baby.
Everybody know where I'm at. Come see me.
I'm gonna have to.
Okay, and then there's the Hawks. You know who are kicking ass right now. The Hawks.
So
no superstars
on the
team. Nobody's going to the All Star game but the coach. Isn't that crazy? But they have won 14 games in a row, and which is tied. They've got they are tied with the all-time winning streak for the franchise. One more game, and this particular Hawks team will be in the record books. I hope they get it. I really do. I hope that they get it. I think that they deserved it. You know, they have brought life back to the sporting industry here in Atlanta. So I'm excited about that. So, you know.
I hope they win too.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you hope they win. You're not Atlanta anymore. Okay.
Let's keep this
real. Who are you really rooting for? You're a Cavaliers fan, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm not speaking to you right now.
I'm
just
saying.
Just throwing me up.
Don't get upset. This is the essence of dealing with me on the air. You got to be prepared, baby. You got to be prepared when, you know what I'm saying? You're not prepared. I'm gonna get all over you. If I got more news than you do, that's a problem.
Yeah, that is a problem. You shouldn't have
news
than me.
That's
terrible. But my feelings are already hurt.
Oh, they should be.
Next
time you're going to come to the table a whole lot stronger. Like, he is not going to get me tonight. He is not going to get me. Yes, I am. You're not prepared. You ain't ready for me. You ain't ready.
All right,
let's get to some more. You're not ready for me. Okay, we're going to get to some more music. I'm going to play a little bit more music. I'm going to play my girl here. This is a hot Rochelle. Rochelle, man, talk about a young lady. She's a hip-hop, she's a rapper. She promotes herself like crazy. Like on her social media, she's always out. Every time I turn around, she's out. She's networking. She has her own little hashtag slogan, working her way to the Grammys or something to that effect. And she's just an all-out sweetheart. And, you know, I love supporting her. You know, I really do. You know, I like supporting people who work hard in their craft and, you know, set goals for themselves and set out to achieve them. So I'm going to play with that being said, I'm going to play my girly girl here. This is, let's see, what song do I want to play? Okay, I'm going to play Diamond in the Rough by Rochelle Hot 16. And you're listening to the Launchpad Radio Show.
Launchpad. Hey, this is Rochelle Hot 16, and you're listening to Launchpad Radio Show on Dalhouse Radio.
gotta pay tickets. Dance through tears. See a crowd, real ones, mouths out, pin. So less physical, always on the run. Jumping in the vehicle, reap what you sow. Come, enemy, did what you done. Haunting memory. He really messed up. Cranks on his head. Ain't talking haircuts, God face to the end. I gotta hold him down. You know I always did. It's getting dangerous. I gotta leave him here. Jumping in the rough, no one else quiet like me. Made my decision, I'm no longer living crazy. Always holding pistols, he say one day it's gonna save me.
Promotions and everything every time you're out?
Yeah, she's out there. She, like, networks like nobody's business.
Wow.
You know, I see her out everywhere. Every time I turn my head, she's out doing her damn thing. So I'm definitely not mad at her about that. But I'm going to go right into, this is my new artist here. More new music. This is Gabriel, and this is an exclusive because this record isn't even out yet. It's not even mastered.
Man,
you know,
I feel so special. All of this stuff on the night.
This tonight. That this isn't for you. The
oh,
the Rudy
on.
Was for you, But no, this is for my listening audience. I'm sorry. You know, you know, you can listen too. You know, I don't want you to hang up or nothing, but you can definitely listen to the song too. But this is for my listeners, wherever you may be. I want to play this for you. This is my artist, Gabriel. I played, you know, we interviewed him during the holidays, Latin pop, urban artist, sings in English and Spanish, songwriter, musician, just dope. He's crazy and just a good guy. I feel strongly that he's going to make a big impact in the game. I do.
That means a lot.
I think he's going to do very well this year. So, you know, but enough of me talking. This is one of his Spanish joints. This is actually his first single. And it's in Spanish. It's called Diabla. And, you know, for those of you who are listening, you want to give me your thoughts and tell me if you think I'm wrong or right about him being the next Latin sensation, you can call up 646-595-4038 and tell me, or you can log in and talk to me on the chat. You know, let me know what you think. But, yeah, all right, without further ado, this is Gabriel Orengo Diabla on Launchpad Radio. Dollhouse Radio.
Oh, Don't give me
That's right. You and the bird. Let the bird wake the bird up. Wake the bird up. Tell him, Empire's not coming on today. So well, he's fine.
Unless he can get up, right. He's safe.
You know, it's safe.
I'm still kind of confused about that one, but I'm going to let that go.
I'm confused about it, too. Because I love Tussle and Flow. I loved it. I love Taraji P. Henson and what's my man's name?
Terrence Howard.
I loved their turn in that movie. It was incredibly awesome. But their magic is not recaptured on this show that's on TV right now. It's just not.
Okay.
You know? So, you know.
And would you give it another try? Would you watch it again?
Heck no. If I was... like, had like a gun to my head, you know what I'm saying? They threatened to pull my fingernails out. You know, I'd watch it, you know. I would do it then, you know, but I'd have to be extremely bored for me to be like, oh, yeah, let me watch Empire. Hail to the
Nile. I loved it. I thought it was great.
I'm good. Yeah. You know, I don't have you on my show for your taste. I have you on my show because you said you know how to handle this situation. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Taste aside,
absolutely. Right.
You managed to survive the first night. And it's all love. It's all beautiful.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to let you give out your shout-out to everybody. Who are you saying goodbye to tonight and who besides the bird? And, how could people reach out to you and all of that stuff?
Well, I'm on Twitter. I'm under Shea Butter. Yeah.
Shea Butter.
Under Shea
That's
Butter.
Good for your skin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you don't
Shea
eat Shea Butter,
Butter
you put on your skin.
Right, it's SHEA_BUTTAH, the number 760. You can find me on Twitter. You can also find me on Facebook under Shea Butter. I changed it around. I took my last name off. It's a Shea Butter. So you can find me under Shea Butter on Facebook. I'm on Instagram under Shea_Butter. Check me out. Make sure you hit me up and I will follow you back.
I'm
only on those three.
All right, that's good enough. Shoot, damn.
Yeah. You're mad.
Damn.
You are good. Look at you.
Y'all can follow me on Twitter, Orca172. You know what I'm saying. On Instagram, I'm official_IanBurke. Did you guys see me on Real Housewives? I was on Real Housewives a couple of Sundays, producing Candy's Candy Court at Night, Candy Burris, her late night sex talk show. I was the producer for that show. So yeah, I'm semi famous, right?
You made the cut.
I made the cut.
Good.
Absolutely. My part didn't end up on the editing room floor, you know. I had lines and everything, so I plan on doing more of that stuff. Look out for me for the I just did Escapes Unsung. So that's coming to you soon on TV1. So check that out. That's gonna be dope. And other than that, guys, you know, of course, follow our social media platforms. At Launchpad Radio 1 is our Twitter account. And we're going to get back active on that. At Launchpad Radio 1 is also our Facebook account. And we're going to all put it all together. You know, if Shea Butter decides to hang out with me and, you know, can withstand my Teflon words. You know, we're going to put it all together and make some magic happen for you guys. All right?
Yeah,
we appreciate you hanging out with us tonight on this show. We had a lot of fun.
Yes.
Thanks, Joe Tanner, for tuning in. My loyal listener.
That's my favorite. I like Joe.
And we'll talk to you again next week there, buddy. And everybody else, y'all enjoy your weekend. Have fun. You know, and call us up next week. Let us know what y'all thinking about what's going on in the world of entertainment. Yeah. That is, I don't care about anything else. All right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to leave you with another young lady. Her name is Diosa. And she thinks she's Marilyn Monroe. So we're going to play this record for y'all. And I hope you enjoy it. Y'all have a good one. Shea Butter.
Have a good one. Yes, yes.
You have a good one, baby. Go to bed. Go to sleep.
I will. I sure will. Have a good evening.
All right, y'all. Y'all take care.
Alrighty.
Peace.
Peace.
Maryland Monroe.